Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Tuesday, the 14th day of September 2010. We have civil rights icon, one of the only living civil rights icons, who was actually there on the front lines, Dick Gregory, joining us. He's gone completely public for 9/11 Truth with the inside job. He's talking about controlled demolitions of the World Trade Center Tower 1, 2, and 7. He kicked off a hunger strike yesterday, and I was amazed that when I called him to get him on the show, the producer got him on the phone. And I said, hey, I want to talk to Mr. Gregory. And I said, sir, I admire a lot of your work standing up against tyranny and being the change you want to see in the world. And he said, well, Dr. Jones. And I said, I'm not a doctor. And he goes, I know, but you're a doctor of, you know, reality. And I admire you and the work you're doing. So just amazing. Dick Gregory, who has a lot of courage, folks. I don't agree with him on all of his ideas and policies. But the point is, he's somebody who stood up for human liberty and dignity, and I respect him for that. To have him be an admirer of our courage and what we do, that was his words, it's just amazing. It shows the huge effect that transcends race, religion, region, basic liberty, basic freedom. So that's coming up. Obviously, gold has hit an all-time high, silver hitting an all-time high. We told you a couple months ago this was going to happen in the fall. Because we know the cycles. We understand how the central banks manipulate all of this. That's coming up. Also, I mentioned this yesterday, but now it's really big news. Of course, it's old news to our audience in the last decade or plus. Ministry of Defense probes claim that soldiers are smuggling heroin from Afghanistan. Probing the claim? Probing the claim? That's like probing the claim that last Thursday night, the Vikings and the Saints played in New Orleans. It's a fact they played in New Orleans. In plain view, the CIA told Spy Talk 3 months ago in the Washington Post that they put out fake bin Laden videos. Governor Ridge came out and wrote a book admitting they put out fake terror alerts for political purposes to scare the population into submission. And AP, Reuters, BBC, Fox News, they go out and say, yes, the Marines and Army helped grow the opium. This is how we win the hearts and minds. So, of course, they're also shipping it out. Tens of thousands of tons of pure heroin being processed out of opium every year, flooding the streets of Europe and the United States and Russia and Japan and China. Opium production is up more than 12-fold since 2001 and the invasion. Our government takes over, been caught bringing in cocaine in the 60s, heroin in the 60s, cocaine in the 80s. I mean, there's congressional hearings in 1996 with the CIA Inspector General apologizing for it. I don't like heroin and cocaine. In fact, when I broke my leg and had to have surgery, I wouldn't even take the pain pills after it, because it made me feel so nauseous, and I hate the way it made me feel. So I don't like drugs, okay, unless you're talking about coffee. And it's a drug too, folks. Make no doubt about it. I'm trying to get off it, but I haven't ever kicked the habit yet. The issue here is we must decriminalize this. Look at Mexico. Drugs are illegal. It's imploding because it drives the price up. The criminals come in. They buy off the government. Society implodes. So I want to go back over that today as well. And when we return from break, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'm making a film on the subject because it's so important. And when the film comes out, that will chronicle what we're talking about here. But I've done something I should have done a long time ago. And I'll break it down when we get back. This is very frightening. and it's the biggest threat we face domestically. We'll explain it on the other side of this quick break. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I tip my hat to the Drudge Report. Another big link today. Thank you, Drudge.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Life is a test. You're only alive one time. And we all make decisions in life on what we're going to stand for, what side we're going to be on in history. And I want to get into the opium production in Afghanistan and all the evidence of the fact that the British and U.S. governments, the private corporations that control them and the private contractors, are producing and growing and protecting the opium fields and shipping this garbage into our nations. Also, the United States Joint Forces Command warns that huge U.S. debt may lead to military impotence, default, and revolution. What did the British Ministry of Defense say 3 years ago? Same thing. The IMF is worried about total implosion and revolution. That's like if somebody goes and pours gasoline all over your house and lights a fire, then they call the fire department and say, I'm worried a fire may start. The fire is already burning and they started it. But now they're posing as our saviors in this emergency reorganization where they openly set up world government enforced by paramilitary military, police, and private mercenaries, and carried out with a huge beast tracking control grid of biometrics to buy and sell. This is all happening. It's all rolling out right now. And, of course, gold prices surged to their all-time record of 1,270. Gold and silver explode as banksters abandon market manipulation. Infowars.com, key report on that. Yen hits 15-year high versus the dollar. Bloomberg, gold reaches record, stocks fall on economy concern, yen gains. That's all coming up. And the key, Sunday, on the Sunday broadcast, I went after Republican leader Boehner, who had made a statement saying that he would support just a, quote, middle-class tax cut and allow the tax on the rich to go through. Of course, the rich, they say, are $125,000 individually yearly after taxes. That's about $70,000. That's not rich. Couples, quarter million, $250,000. That's the main group still buying cars, going to hotels, going to restaurants, putting their children in private school, going to the shopping mall, who run businesses and employ people. And every government study, and they even admit this now, shows that if this tax cut expires, that it's going to further devastate the economy. And Boehner was saying he would support letting some tax cuts expire. Well, now he's backed off of that because of pressure from true conservative constituents, and that's good news, and they're leading the charge to extend all the tax cuts. That's the bare minimum we can do for the economy. But the globalist on record, and I had Mark Moreno on yesterday reading the quotes out of the New York Times, said, yes, we want to shut the economy down. We want to reduce the economy to have a lower carbon footprint. No, they want to shut off the economy to bankrupt you and force you onto government subsidy so they control you. It's called serfdom. But Boehner has come out in Business and Media newspaper and said, Obama and Congress intentionally spending to force value-added tax. There's also a New Hampshire senator, Judd Gregg, is also saying the same thing, that they want to bankrupt the economy to force a total takeover of society. So we're actually getting honesty now. And it's the alternative media and libertarian media and true conservative media, constitutional media, the Constitution Party, Oath Keepers, Chuck Baldwin, Ron Paul, myself, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and others who've got the true credentials of liberty, who've never flip-flopped on freedom, that are forcing this to happen right now and forcing the Democrats to try to keep their move to get rid of these tax cuts in place. Then there'll be an even bigger implosion in the House and Senate. They'll lose almost all their seats, and we'll get some real patriots. A lot of these candidates are actually good in there, and then we can not just get rid of the tax increases, but cut even more. See, you can't compromise, folks. Many of the founding fathers put out the quote in different variations of, justice be done, though the heavens may fall. I heard a talk show host yesterday saying, oh, well, you know, even if there's evidence of 9/11 being an inside job or the government having prior knowledge and letting it happen or whatever the case is, you know, should we allow this to come out? This could destroy total confidence in the government and everything could collapse. Well, it doesn't matter. I don't think that's the case, but the corrupt forces that have taken over our government, they will collapse. I mean, that's the issue. You've got to do the right thing no matter what happens. And I go back to this, and I want to talk about this now that I'm getting into the economy and a lot of other key issues, because it's important. I don't really know anybody else who's ever been in a syndicated talk show host position who's been offered to be a big, giant national host, who's basically been offered the job that Glenn Beck has before Glenn Beck was even on the scene. And it wasn't hard for me to say no to those offers because I was told, you'll just be a mainline firebrand Republican. No more of this conspiracy stuff. Besides, Alex, we know it's just a stick. We know you don't mean all this. And I'm like, of course I mean all this. See, I care about the truth, and I care about my family and my family name. I was thinking about this weekend. I had this image or almost vision in my mind of being an old man and having a heart attack and collapsing down on the grass. You know, in this vision or this image I had in my mind, I pictured myself as an old man, and it was so real. And I was collapsing, having a heart attack, and I was in great pain. And as I fell onto the grass, I had this last parting image of my healthy grandchildren of my children, of a safe society, of a society that guards liberty and honor and defeating the globalist. And that if I can just die knowing that we made the world a better place than we left it, then that's total victory. And I had that intense image, and it was really a great comfort. That is fulfillment. It's not houses or cars or women or power. And last night, we were up here researching government psychological warfare manuals written by Edward Bernays and others, and it was going back almost 90 years ago. It was about 1920 or so. This particular document, Bernays said, media is honored in the United States, newspapers mainly, and radio was being developed. Media is honored for being muckrakers, for really telling the truth, for exposing corruption and letting the chips fall where they may. And that's the newspapers people buy. And he said, how we're going to get them is we're going to start these press correspondence dinners. And Bernays started it in 1920. And he openly said, with the Department of War and with the White House, they said, we'll have big dinners every month in New York and in D.C. and in Chicago. Those were the big three main cities at the time. And we'll bring them in and influence peddle and let them be with the movie stars that were emerging and with famous writers and with the politicians and smooth with the bankers so that it's a social club like a fraternity. And so these people will be afraid to expose corruption or they won't be invited to the party. And then at the parties, they can basically be bought off by these cliques. And I was watching a correspondence dinner from last year with Glenn Beck wearing his Skull and Crossbones cummerbund or corset. And I was watching the Democrats, the Republicans, all of them together. And I was going back to what Jesse Ventura said in Obama Deception about how it's like professional wrestling. During the day, they get up there and fight with each other, Republicans and Democrats. But at night, they go out and have dinner and get drinks together. And their daughters and sons marry each other. And, you know, Mary Madeline's married to Carville. And you've got these other families where one brother's the Republican strategist, the other brother's a Democratic strategist. And they're just playing the field. And that's what Fox News does with its different holdings. They'll put out a globalist, carbon taxing, anti-gun message on TV, but put out a, we're conservative on Fox News, owning the market, owning the full spectrum. And I was watching the correspondence dinners as they're led into the big facility, and they let fans in to cheer and yell, and the news camera shows them. That's the image of the public who's watching the TV. That's the mirror image of them, that this is important, that this is what matters. And then the Hollywood people, the music stars, the TV stars, these racehorses being led in and puffing up and getting off on talking to the media and getting off on being seen by the crowds and being led in to be compromised all together in this spectacle. And then I'm reading the warfare manuals, how they did it. And so that's the issue here. Not only have I refused to sell out to all of that, we've gone in and created a third way versus the fake left and fake right, and Hollywood is on fire with many of the biggest names who now are obsessed with the New World Order, global government, eugenics. They know all this information, and there's a fight in Hollywood going on in at least the last 6 years with the old line producers and the big corporate owners trying to threaten and suppress a total revolt of all the Hollywood people to stop playing the part of fake liberals and eugenicists and to break out and say no to James Cameron and say no to Steven Spielberg. I mean, I have this directly. You heard Michael Braverman, you know, big TV producer, without me even bringing it up, say this a few months ago on the show. I mean, you wouldn't believe the names. I can tell you Bruce Willis. I can tell you Keanu Reeves. I can tell you Charlie Sheen, Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura. I can tell you Woody Harrelson. I can tell you some of those names, but the other ones are even bigger. Okay, I'll tell you. Brad Pitt. You may keep going, but they're still scared to go to totally public, because if they do, they'll be destroyed. We're taking their icons away, getting them to free their own minds. We are this close to victory, folks, if you'll just realize that. You understand that? We're taking their Hollywood system away from them right now. We are engaging them. We'll be right back.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone, whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct pre-price increase special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Okay, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to really quantify how the system's trying to keep us in a controlled left-right paradigm and how there's revolts happening within the Democrats, the Republicans, Hollywood, and the media, and how the system is really trying to co-opt all of those subgroups and keep them back on the reservation. That is coming up. It is so important. But I want to get into economic news right now. I talked about United States Joint Forces Command warns that huge U.S. debt might lead to military impotence, default, and revolution. Gold surges to all-time high, $1,270. Silver exploding, as we told you it would. We understand how this works. Kurt Nemo has a key report up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Gold and silver explode as banksters abandon market manipulation. And it gets into how they decided, at least for during the fall, to stop manipulating it because they've been unsuccessful to hold it down. And, of course, the dollar is plunging. That's why they always try to keep gold and silver down before, because it's a real commodity that competes with their fiat fraudster derivatives financial speculation system that they've unfairly used to consolidate global power. Now they want a carbon tax to fund their total takeover. That's in shambles, crashing and burning, as the fraud comes out. It's not a foregone conclusion that we're going to go into tyranny. We can get a reprieve like Nineveh when Jonah went there, folks. You don't have to give in to evil. There is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to liberty, to slightly alter Julius Caesar's quote. So I've got all these reports. Here's Bloomberg. Gold reaches record. Stocks fall on economy concern. Yen gains. I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because he is the owner of the Genesis Network. He is our biggest sponsor, And that's who I work with, is who has the best deals. And he bought a bunch of gold and silver 3 months ago when it was way down, sold out of that at the lower price when it went up. He bought more in the last 3 weeks when it was a lot lower than it is now. That's about to run out. And this will run out again, and it'll go up even more. All the evidence shows, and then we'll give you the next discount. But you need to get on this train now. He's got silver at the best deal I've ever seen him offer. He's got smoking deals on sovereigns and buffaloes and francs. And go search these radio specials. You're not going to find anything near this anywhere. I challenge you. We've got a link to it in Kurt Nemo's story about the bankers abandoning gold and silver manipulation for now. At the bottom, we've got a link to the radio special there online. People always requested, can't we have the same special online? Yes, it's there. But briefly, I wanted to bring Ted up before I get back into the news and more on the economy. Ted, again, Bob Chapman called it with precision 2 months ago, a month ago, 2 weeks ago. I mean, here we are, and the fall is just getting started, Ted.
Yeah, you're right about that, Alex. Boy, the market is just hot as a pistol right now. What I'm doing now is, last time I offered the franc at $270, I have just a little tiny bit of inventory left, but it is going to be going up. That coin is going to be $280 here real shortly with the price increase on gold. I am going to hold it, and I'll take the loss because I just really want people to get involved. And at this time, that is just a smoking deal, especially considering the fact that you get that Forecaster subscription for an entire year with it. It's like buying gold at $555 an ounce. That Walking Liberty Half at $975, I was searching eBay. I couldn't find them. Rarely can you find them for $11 a piece, mostly in the $12. And I'm selling them right now at $9.75 a coin. I mean, that is just phenomenal. But the thing is that people really need to get moving now. I mean, Europe has fallen apart and all prices are rising. We're seeing that inflation coming that everybody's been talking about.
But I mean, Ted, let me explain this. Silver is at $20.50 right now, according to Kitco. You're selling silver at below spot.
Well, that would be the Walking Liberty Half, which is, Walking Liberty Halves are 0.72 per thousand. It's just probably just a little bit over, but it's not by much. It's just right there hanging in. The main thing is Walking Liberty Halves don't trade at this price. I mean, you can't buy Walkers at this level. I mean,
the point is it's a half ounce coin.
Yeah, the silver coin is a half of the silver dollar size. It contains a little bit more than, it's almost a half of an ounce. It's like 0.36 something if you take
the point is content. Nobody's selling this stuff right at spot, and you've got it there. And that's going to run out quickly, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the whole point right now. I mean, it's a very finite supply. I don't have a whole lot of them there, and the price is rising. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Internet right now, you're going to find the price has gone up over $11 on this coin, and I'm sitting here holding the coin down at $9.75. I mean, it is a phenomenal.
Yeah, this is a no-brainer, folks. I feel really good promoting this. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. 2237. Tell them it's the radio specials to get the price when all this was lower. Their regular offers are still competitive, but they're more. You only get this on the link at InfoWars.com and Kurt and Emma's story or by calling 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Don't screw around with your destiny. Paper is death. Gold and silver, that's God's money, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You have found it, the tip of a spear in the info war. The front lines in the fight to awaken humanity against the globalists, the criminal eugenicist ruling class that hates humanity and is here to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay. Let me quantify what I was starting to get into earlier in the hour, in the second segment. The system wants to keep people as mainline Republicans. And so whenever the alternative media wakes up conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists, people that I identify on the issues with a lot more than the Democrats, when those groups start to really wake up and the system can't keep them on the reservation, the establishment starts to take on our political and societal colorations. They camouflage themselves. And you've got the Democrats and Hollywood and the so-called liberal media that aren't liberal at all, if you look at the true historical measurement, posing as if they're anti-establishment when George W. Bush is in power. And they're against the wars, the secret arrest, the torture, the Patriot Act. As soon as Obama gets in, he breaks all his promises, accelerates all of those different tyrannical policies, and suddenly they're defending it and saying, well, Bush did it, it must be okay. And the same Wall Street interests, the big mega six banks that are waging war against your local banks, waging war against local farmers, always trying to vertically integrate and create consolidation. They are desperately trying to keep control of these different groups. And when I was talking about Hollywood, it's not just big Hollywood stars that I've talked to or met with or talked to over the phone. It's talking to them about all the other big stars that they're talking to that are awake, and then talking to other people in television and in radio at the highest levels of print media, you name it, that in Hollywood there's a huge awakening going on for at least a decade, accelerating the last 5 or 6 years, where they understand that so-called liberalism is eugenics and globalism and anti-human, that they understand that there's a left-right paradigm. They understand that the same financial interests control both sides. They know that. And so they're doing everything they can out of one side of their mouth to attack people that talk about world government, but at the same time admit that world government's real, but basically spin it like it's not that bad, it's a solution to our problems. That's what the so-called liberals are doing. The mainline conservatives, the Sean Hannitys, the Glenn Becks, the Rush Limbaughs, they said for many years, in the case of Limbaugh, more than 20, that world government doesn't exist, the CFR didn't even exist, that there's no plan for central banks to take over the planet, that there's no carbon taxes, that none of that existed. But as alternative media forced all of that out into the open, they then came out and started saying, okay, a little bit of this is true, but we're the gatekeepers, and we're still going to demonize Ron Paul, Alex Jones, Chuck Baldwin, Oath Keepers, and many others. I mean, these guys on one show will say these groups are good, and on the next show say they're bad, and vice versa. And it's basically, here's the analogy. It's kind of like when you're fishing for perch or crappie, and you take the hook and you put a big fat worm on it, and you drop it down in the water, and the worm looks really good and tasty and delicious to the fish, but inside of it is a hook. Or you can use the analogy of rat poison, 98% good food, 2% poison. So the rat eats it, tastes a little funny, and the rat dies 2 days later. And so that's the issue here. We know that the system understands that there's a total political realignment, the third great awakening in U.S. history. They understand that that's happening. They, in the Pentagon reports, in all their internal documentation, much of it public, they understand that there is a huge systemic awakening happening on every front, and they're in trouble. So they have the Democrats play the part of anti-establishment when Bush is in. They get in power, they play the part of establishment. They declare 2 years ago that the Tea Parties are a right-wing Republican creation, which they weren't. They were an organic movement created by 9/11 Truth, on record, picked up then by the Ron Paul Revolution 2007-2008. Republicans were being booed off the stage everywhere at town halls a year and a half ago. And in came Dick Armey, in came Newt Gingrich, in came Freedom Works, in came Glenn Beck, and they had to change their rhetoric. Instead of saying militias are dangerous, arrest them, they want to blow up Oklahoma City again, Ron Paul may be dangerous, we need to use the army against his supporters. These are quotes. They then shifted, oh no, these people are good, so that they can lead and control the movement. Glenn Beck still supports wars. He still supports the Patriot Act. He says torture is a great thing and that Jack Bauer is a hero and that we need more of this. If you accept torture, then you accept the Nazis torturing or the Soviets torturing or the Maoists torturing or the North Vietnamese torturing. You can't do that. And they sell it. Oh, we just waterboarded a few people. No, they didn't.
They tortured tens of thousands in the camps in Iraq alone, including raping their children in front of them. That's the Army's own report. In fact, guys, search the term for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Radio listeners can search this themselves and pull it up. It'll be Newsweek, AP, Reuters. Army report details torture of children. Well, when the CIA thought they had you and thought you were buying into this in 2002, they were in the Washington Post saying, yes, we torture people's children in front of them. That's in my film Road to Tyranny, the screenshot of the Washington Post newspaper, where they promoted it. And Beck always tries to reinvoke that. Remember how scared you were after 9/11? And you said, do whatever you have to? But what he doesn't tell you is that we got MIAC-type reports from Texas and from the federal government, from our sources, and published them in 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Only when we got a new document that had been issued under Obama did Fox News and Glenn Beck pick it up going, they want to go after veterans. They want to go after Ron Paul. They want to go after gun owners. They want to go after returning veterans. They don't want you having a libertarian bumper sticker or get us out of the UN sticker. This is outrageous. But just a year before that, and I have the videos, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, and the MSNBC host, all of them, we have clips of all of this. We're doing deep research. We'd seen these overall, you know, week after week over the last 3 years, but now we've been compiling it. Every night I'm up here late watching this stuff and getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And this is the key, what you're about to get. Listen to me carefully. Why was I so horrified by Hannity and Beck and O'Reilly 3 years ago and Joe Scarborough, all of them, because they were word for word reading internal secret MIAC type demonization reports of good Americans, bedrock Americans, the heart of this country. I had all those documents and had published them, and many others had gotten similar documents and published them. And I knew the script, and I knew it was ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, via the feds, and I knew that they were reading, and whoever was loading their teleprompters was putting high-level government secret demonization information into the public through these mouthpieces. Not only did those neocons all go to the White House and admit they got marching orders, there they were. Do you understand, this is the key, that under Bush, they accelerated the Clinton-era demonization of patriots, of land rights activists, of anti-carbon tax activists, of anti-man-made global warming activists, of libertarians, of gun owners. They weren't spending any of their time, except for a few staged arrests of nutcases, with Muslims. They weren't spending their time on that. 90%+ in all these reports was pointed at basically people that got portraits of John Wayne hanging in their living room. By the way, I got a lot of family actually has John Wayne hanging up in their living rooms. I go to my family in East Texas, almost every house has got pictures of John Wayne hanging up, and they're all former military veterans. That's the type of people I come from. Okay, well, you need to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. That's who the system doesn't like, because you're not going to go along with banking takeovers. You're not going to go along with face scanning to buy and sell. You're not going to go along with gun registration and confiscation. You're not going to go along with UN takeovers and NLE drills with foreign troops in America. This is all admitted. And so, of course I've had bad feelings about these neocons who went along with the banker bailouts. I've got them all on video promoting the banker bailouts 2 years ago, now saying they were against it. So, Glenn Beck does incredibly good things every day. He's the best of any of those guys. He talks about the socialists, the communitarians. He talks about Agenda 21. He talks about world government. He's getting better and better because you're forcing him, and this radio show is forcing him to go all the way. But he still stops short. He'll do shows about the communist groups and the people that are doing neighborhood organizing. And he'll tell you they're communist. But he doesn't tell you that the Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller Foundations fund it. He'll tell you about Mao and forced sterilization. He doesn't tell you public treaties with the U.S. under State Department Memorandum 200 to carry it out. And last night I was watching him, taking notes, and just watching him. I have an admission to make. I see the clips online, and I see things, and I get angry, I get upset. But I've always had a rule to not talk about other talk show hosts, unless it's in a positive light. I'm not here to fight with people. I'm here to wake up listeners. But when people are put there as leaders to control our movement, and when I know they speak out of both sides of their mouth, and I know their teleprompters are loaded with government scripts, because I've got the scripts from our sources, I know that they are putting a worm on the line to drop it down in front of you so it looks tasty, it looks good, and I actually feel dirty and bad because I haven't spent the time really researching these guys like I should, and all of my research only confirms in triplicate spades everything I'd already seen and heard and witnessed, and not just the look in these people's eyes or their mannerisms. I mean, just at a base level, I'm danger, Will Robinson, danger. It makes my gut churn. It makes me, sends a shiver up my spine. And I'm sitting there, and he has this beautiful, fancy chalkboard with images basically of the universe, like the planets, and back from Moses to the end, and they show the timeline of all the famous things in history that have happened, all the critical junctures. And I'm sitting there eating tacos with Rob at about 6:30 last night because he taped it. We were watching the tape of it, the DVR of it, and we're taking notes. And I said, Rob, he's going to invoke Moses. The idea is he's Moses. Now we found they're saying that on all the shows. And at the end, he's going to write on the chalkboard that his 818 is as important as Moses. And that he is now basically Alex Jones, Oprah Winfrey, and cult leader rolled into one. That's what he's doing. And Rob's mouth just dropped when he said he's 818 and it's as big as Moses at the end. I mean, this is dangerous. Because he's saying all the right things and doing all this, but literally taking over the true liberty movement that knows the answers and understands the enemy. This is a guy who reads off teleprompters from government scripts. We've confirmed it. And now we've basically overthrown their paradigm. We've got people admitting world government's real. They can't deny it anymore. So they're coming in, playing the part of anti-establishment ahead of all of this so that when they get back into power, they can control the situation. He isn't saying repeal the Patriot Act, targeting conservatives, libertarians, gun hunters, returning veterans. It's all for you. He isn't saying stop these wars. He's saying torture's good. It's all this truly evil, immoral stuff rolled into everything we're doing. And I kept noticing all these big publications, Mother Jones, Media Matters, Newsweek, Time, New York Times, saying Glenn Beck was ripping me off. Texas Monthly. Anybody, I guess they were watching him, they knew. I'm going to admit, I wasn't watching, but maybe 1/100th. I'm busy. I'm reading government documents. I'm researching eugenics. I'm researching what's in the vaccines. I'm researching where gold's going to go. I'm looking at the economy. I'm trying to help my wife homeschool the children in the mornings. You know, I'm busy. And it's so physically evil. And my spirit cries out that danger Will Robinson, when I watch these people, it's painful that I haven't been watching it. Well, the last month or so, we've been really deep into this, and I'm making a film about it, and it's worse than I could have even said and more sophisticated. Now, I started researching Beck's websites just in the last 3 days. I started researching Dick Armey and FreedomWorks. And you know what I found? Glenn Beck wears a Gadsden flag shirt a lot of times on radio and TV under a sports jacket. Who started doing that 3 years ago? Me. Glenn Beck does all my mannerisms. Down. He's an actor. He's an actor. Ooh, you're like, ooh. He does that almost every episode. Ooh. That's something. Everything. We put this on the map in the last 15 years, promoting it and selling it. In the last five, we put one free in every order. Citizen rule book about jury nullification, about the New World Order, about the left-right paradigm. Dick Armey, now on all of Beck's sites and his, put it up on screen, a screenshot, has put out a rule book I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'd say 40% of what Glenn Beck does, I've really been analyzing him, is Alex Jones. Do you know how dirty I feel? I've been having nightmares about Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen. You know how dirty I feel knowing my essence and my reality and the truth I'm putting out, that I'm bona fide and real and reaching tens of millions of people, exploding, that they've created this twisted clone who's an actor and reads off a teleprompter. And I had two high-level Fox News people who are patriot on the inside told me, yeah, Beck doesn't want people on your show. He threatens them. He won't have them on if they go on yours. And he tries to work through networks to make sure stations don't pick you up. And he's got a team of at least five people. They are listening right now. And I want people to imitate. That's the most sincere form of flattery. I want people to use the information I'm putting out. But I don't want them taking it and making it a pro-torture, pro-war, pro-tyranny, pro-patriot act when that's all aimed at Americans. They sell you saying it's for foreigners. I have a responsibility to stand up and say, look, you are the devil's counterfeit. And I'm going to tell you right now, anybody that wears a skull and bones, you know, belt like Schwarzenegger and Beck, I'm telling you, he's a...
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Folks, this issue is so important. I suspended my master eugenics film that I've been making for 2 years. The ultimate film with all the latest. It is incredible. I suspended that until next year. And I'm even having nightmares now. To see my evil doppelganger. But again, it's not just Alex Jones. He's using Oprah Winfrey, NLP, brainwashing. He's mixing Christianoid stuff into it, and it's counterfeiting everything. I haven't been watching. I was watching last night. It was two of my sponsors, people we went out and found 4 and 5 years ago, our actual sponsors on his show. I mean, it's our sponsors. It's everything we talk about, but twisted. It's incredible. And then they're promoting a citizen rule book that says it teaches them the tactics of the left, of Saul Alinsky, how to use deception and manipulation like the communists do, but to save America. You don't beat evil with evil. In fact, put that back up. I mean, it's just everywhere, everything. I mean, do you know what it feels like to want to be legitimate and real and to try to never compromise? I mean, none of us are perfect. I look back on things I'm ashamed of all the time. I'm not up here on some high horse. And then to just everything we do, a sickening counterfeit of it. But the good news is you have forced him to come a long way. I'm just saying I don't trust him. I don't trust any of these people. Remember, they were telling you none of this existed just a few years ago. And it's a big victory that we force them to admit it all exists because they know America's awake. And now he's talking about eugenics, but he isn't telling you that the big banks run it and who finances it. They don't go all the way. And it's going all the way that is the key to all of this. If you want to get the real Citizens Rule Book, we sell them at cost at InfoWars.com and all video and book orders. We add one to it, and it is. We don't have $50 million contracts like these people do. We're a small operation that reaches, you know, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com reaches more than all of Glenn Beck's sites combined with Rush Limbaugh's sites added to it. So now they're launching more websites that look just like our websites. I mean, it's frightening. And I'll give Beck this. Yesterday, he ran with the headline, Bill Gates wants to kill you. Bill Gates wants to, you know, kill granny for teachers. And they went on to say they're playing the teachers off against the old people. Divide and conquer. So I praise God. My only issue is that in my gut and in everything I see and in Beck behind the scenes trying to block me, Glenn Beck threatening people not to come on my show. I mean, you know, he's up there trying to stop this radio show. You understand that? I'm not attacking Glenn Beck. But he's being set up as a messianic leader to the point I can sit there eating a taco in the coffee room last night, 2 minutes before, and I looked to Rob and I said, you watch, he's going to write at the end of that big display he has his 818 event. Implying he is the ultimate in history. And then he went on and said exactly that. And the issue is those people at 818 were great folks. Those are good people. I could see it in their faces, their eyes. And the false left is attacking Beck, so that gives him credibility. But you have to understand they're teamed up doing this to control the field, to control the spectrum. And we've got to become sophisticated enough to realize this. And some of you won't believe me now, but 3 years from now, when you got a Republican president, when you got a Republican House and Senate, when they stage big terror attacks, and when they come after the American people, I want you to remember that I told you what happened if we're unable to defeat this. But we may be able to avert it because we've got the answers. We've got the truth. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.